Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for listening. It's Spiritual Perceptions. Hi, I'm Marcia.
And hi, I'm Janet.
And we're thankful that you're listening this evening. We want to thank all of our listeners and thank everyone for their emails, their comments, and know that they are being taken under advisement. Any ideas that our listeners may have for a show in the future, please make sure that that's part of your emails. We can be reached here on Blog Talk Radio, Spiritual Perceptions. We can also be reached by email at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions, and you can reach Daisy for private readings at daisy644478 on keen.com, or see her on Facebook at Janet Thornburg. Tonight's show, we're talking about the mind and what a beautiful thing it is to waste. And Janet has a lot of things to tell us about our minds and what they can do. So, Janet, tell us
take it
about
away,
the,
huh?
Tell us about the astrological events that have been going on that you want to share with us, and then it's
okay.
All yours.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, the last full moon was in Scorpio, and it was a little bit illusionary, and it set the stage for transformation, though, because when that eclipse and the Earth was shadowed, it bumped up against the moon's subjectivity. But along with it, Saturn, which is retrograde in Scorpio as well, and Mars aligned with it, and guess what we have to do? We have to overcome our frustrations.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. The first 2 days have been very frustrating.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that. It's like a two-week effect after a full moon. So the biggest thing is that the Spirit of the Lord has impressed upon my heart and in my spirit to help people understand the mind is the center of everything. It's the center of all that is good or bad in our life. And as you know, and this is probably an overdone thing, but Proverbs says that as a person thinks within themselves, so are they. I mean, that's what we create, and that's how we act. And the greatest commandment was asked of Jesus, and he responded, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And I think most Christians love God with all their heart, but I think the struggle is to love him with your mind. And since the mind is the center of everything good and bad in our life, it's a very important factor in our spirituality.
Well, does tonight's show, Janet, kind of play in with a couple of our previous shows where we talked about manifestations and things like that? Because when you're meditating and when you're trying to visualize and manifest, isn't your mind playing a big part in that?
Absolutely. And that's why it's important. And there's so much information. You know, as human beings, we only use 3% of our brain. That leaves 97% unused power. And that power is developed, and I'll talk about the show that we did on higher consciousness. We talked about being centered, and you will use more brain power when you clear your mind and when you center yourself. And meditation's a form of relaxation. It actually gives you longevity, makes your mind clearer. So all these things play in. They're all a factor. Now, the enemy of our souls gains access through our mind. He introduces thoughts, but he uses fear as his root base. You know, he'll give you a thought of, well, this isn't going to work, or he doesn't love me, and then we take off on it. And see, this is where you have to learn that our thought life, we must learn to control. That's our job to do. God's already done his job, And our job is to renew our mind. A lot of people ask me as a minister, well, so-and-so got saved, but they didn't change. You know, they accepted Christ as their Savior, but nothing changed. And that's very true. Things don't change until you start renewing your mind, and then that's when you will really see that the Spirit of the Lord will start changing you. But we have to renew our mind. Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's a very important factor, and that's why I want to do the next few shows on the mind, and we'll do some meditation techniques. But we want to get to the understanding that that's where everything plays out. The Spirit of the Lord speaks to us through our mind. But His always lines up with the Word, or it always relates to love. Fear doesn't come from God. It does not come from God.
Well, so if we get our mind right, and
we're going to move mountains.
Well, they say with, you know, the faith of size of a grain of mustard seed, you know. But
that's it.
But it reminds me of a story of an old coal miner, well, actually gold miner, out west when the West was won. He ran out in the midst of everything and bought this mine, and he kept mining and digging and going for the gold, and he just got so frustrated and gave up on it. You know, his mind told him, well, you ain't never going to get to that gold, because it didn't happen right away. So he sold the mine, and the guy he sold it to struck gold that very next day. So I think it's our mind plays into that. You know, you can't have this. You're not good enough. You know, what makes you think that this can be yours? And then
you
we give
you create up. That life for yourself. You create that whole scene for yourself.
Because that's what your mind's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If you don't give up that dream, you know, and you keep that in your mind, and don't let those thoughts, those negative thoughts, come in and tear you down, even if somebody's saying those same words to you. You know, you have to get up every morning and tell yourself, so that it's in your mind, yes, I can, and yes, I will, and, you know, and go about it the right way. It's got to happen.
You know, that struck something in my memory. I was looking at, I think it was Benny Hinn's father-in-law, who was a minister, well into his 80s, and he's expounding scripture left and right, and just the mind just as sharp as could be. And he said that he gets up every day and he tells himself, and the scripture tells us that we have this. I'm brilliant. I have the mind of Christ. And see, we need those. That's renewing your mind. You take every thought captive, and scripture tells us to do that. Take every thought captive, especially negative ones, but all thoughts. Take them captive and renew your mind. And you renew it by speaking positive affirmations over yourself.
Well, I know
that's why Pastor Dick Owl's 40-day fast from wrong thinking was such a good thing, because not only did he use in his workbooks the thoughts, the powerless feelings, the negative feelings, and why we have, and how he would take scripture and turn it around and then speak a positive affirmation at the end of it, and that's really very, very, very good.
Well, I know.
Way to do it.
On one of my quests to renew my mind and my spirit, I know that there were times where I would just actually even take my finger and, like, kind of touch my forehead and said eject, like ejecting a tape from a tape player, you know, to get that negative
rewind
out. Right, you know, because, you know, that's not where you want to go.
Exactly.
You know, I've done things like that to try to train my mind in ways that help to come back to a more positive place, a more positive situation. But how, when you're in the throes of some terrible or what you perceive to be a terrible thing that's happened, how do you come around to trying to change your mind in moments like that? What's the best thing to do to help bring your mind back to
positive? Deep breathe. Okay, if you've got a deep breathing, you know, and that's another reason why longevity is good. You know, a lot of us forget to breathe. I mean, we really shallow breathe, and your brain needs oxygen, needs blood flow, and if you can just stop, you know, and learn to center yourself, and you can get so good at it that you can do it anytime, any place, without even being noticed that you're doing it. You know, just stop, halt. It's like, remember halt, in anger management they teach this, okay? When someone is, are you hungry, are you angry, are you lonely, are you tired? Those are usually the emotions that bring on anger. Okay, so our frustration, which leads into anger. But you have to see eliminate every thought that is not the abundant life that Christ died to give us, okay? I mean, we come up with all these excuses, you know, I'm limited by my finances, on if I only had the right surroundings, if and this. Those are the things that you have to change. You change them. It's not what surrounds you, but what's inside you that matters. And what's inside of you is the Spirit of God. If you're born again, God is with you, and He's not going to let you down. And again, talking about the mind and the brain, you know, your brain can renew itself, and it can heal from things, and it's virtually limitless when it comes to pleasure. And you realize that your mind controls your will and your emotions, and we've discussed this on previous shows, but your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your decisions are based on what your mind's filled with at that moment or at that time, or being influenced by other people or other emotions, and our reactors, right?
Right. In a previous show,
our emotions react to the thoughts that are in our minds.
I had seen an article about a study that had been done on prayer and meditation, and bringing your mind back to its center.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually showed in the study that through MRIs and such, it showed that in prayer and meditation, your mind does change. It does work differently than it does, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's still things that they're, I mean, we've advanced a lot. I mean, I have books on, you know, there's even that your brain needs certain nutrients to be at optimum, you know, and low blood sugar will damage your brain. And, of course, we know there are certain things that destroy brain cells, certain habits, and I mean,
well,
I don't
you know,
really want.
I've recently learned that too much protein can cause you to have seizures, which will destroy your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, there's so many things that we
That's
have.
Why we're doing more than one show on this, because maybe on the next one I'll use some of my reference books and we'll talk about how to greatly enhance. I mean, I've helped people. When I was going to college, I took glutamic acid, which is vitamin G, and I would pass high scores. And six years ago, we had to pass state boards for food safety handling. I didn't even get to study that last. I attended the class. We took the test right afterwards, and we're all taking. I was taking glutamic, and I passed really high. So there are things that you know. We'll get into that on the other. But one of the other shows, and I'll bring one of my books in, and people can get these books and read it for themselves. Certain nutrients that will bring you up peak performance. And the brain is just limitless for pleasure. It is limitless. And so, like I said, we only use 3%, and by meditating, renewing our mind, we can start using more of that brain power.
Well,
and this man absolutely fascinated me at his memory, and well into his 80s. And he was basically saying what I'm telling you tonight. You speak good over yourself. He said he got up every morning and said, I'm brilliant. I have the mind of Christ. And we do have the mind of Christ.
Well, I wonder if that'll work if I stand in front of the mirror and say, I have the body of a supermodel. I wonder if I'll lose 20 pounds.
Well, you might lose weight.
Well, they say that that will help.
Uh-huh.
You know? So,
yeah.
You know, and it's all in your mind. And that's what's so amazing is that
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't use so much of this small organ in our bodies. There's so much that we don't use, and if we just tap into it, it blows my mind to think about.
Absolutely. I mean, that was such a, we only use 3%, 90, was it under 97%? It's dormant. So let's, you know, gain more, bring those numbers up. So, and we can by, you know, it's like learn to center. Learn to center is a very important thing, and get back to your center. Stop anxious thoughts from getting a stronghold. And that's when we create negative things or come from strongholds. What you focus on the most is what you're going to create in your world. It's what you're going to create.
Well, just let me interrupt you for a second, Janet, so I can let our listeners know that they're listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number tonight is 646-378-1297. And tonight's subject is the mind. What a beautiful thing to waste. And Janet and I have had some back and forth about different things where the mind's concerned, and we're hoping to kind of bring together in our May show that nutrients and things that are important to keep the mind running at an optimal level. But for tonight, we'll get back to the conversation, and Janet and I are trying to just go over basic kind of things and kind of connect some of our older shows with tonight's show that kind of tells our audience that we're trying to make a connection here. But I'm hoping I'm making a connection here. I seem a little disconnected. Maybe I need to work a little bit more in my brain, Janet. So tell us what to do.
Okay. Well, again, you stop those anxious thoughts. You take them captive and replace them with something positive. Okay. And we realize that the battlefield is in the mind. That is where the battle is. And the battle comes from that God speaks to us through our mind, but the enemy speaks to us through our mind as well. So that there's our own emotional processes and imagination, you know. That's exactly how the enemy in the Garden of Eden, God said he got her to question, he got her to start imagining something different. And God didn't want you to do this because you would be like God. She was already like God. She didn't know it, you know. And he used that very subtle, get you to question and get you to get off of the focus of where we need to be. So we must not allow our emotions to rule us, and that's a curse. One of the curses that we inherited from Adam and Eve is we're emotionally driven people. And learning to center, learning to prioritize, you know, we keep our mind centered. And we do that by renewing it daily in deep breathing. Deep breathing is healthy for your lungs, your respiratory system, and your brain. And a healthy mind equals a healthy thoughts. And that's what we're striving for. And a negative mind creates negative circumstances. And the mind is the center of everything. It is the center of everything, as we discussed earlier. And so I think that it's very important that we like you said, what a terrible thing to waste. What a terrible,
Well, I look at it, it's a beautiful thing to waste, because if we waste it, because we look at time either as productive or wasteful. Okay, wasteful in we may be sitting on the beach with a margarita or Mai Tai, and, you know, we're wasting time that way, but, you know, it's vacation. We need to use our minds to whether we're stuck in the office with files up over our heads, or we're out driving a truck trying to make from one location to the next, or we're digging a ditch to lay a pipe. We need to, you know, and we're frustrated and angry, we need to get in our minds and take ourselves to that beach or to those mountains in the snow to ski, or you know, wherever you find the happy place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you take your mind there when you're in the midst of all this and you remember to breathe, you know.
That's it.
You know, that should work in a lot of instances. You know, the first thing is, you know, programming ourselves to stop and realize that we're in the midst of this, or we've had that negative thought.
Right.
For me,
you make your decisions on what your mind's filled with, okay? And often our emotions and reactions are pushing us to act in a certain way. We should stop, get centered, take those thoughts captive, and look at it instead of just reacting. And then, you know, we deal with people in the world, okay, in corporate America, in which I get a lot of calls from people in corporate America, and I hear about the tragic games that people play, the toes they'll step on and the links they'll go through to get what they want. And, again, we talked about that on other shows. Manipulation, intimidation, and domination is true witchcraft. And people play mind games. There was a book that I thoroughly enjoyed. I don't remember the author now, but it was called The Games People Play. And it was just about life things, people that were competing in love affairs, people that were trying to get what they wanted and what they do. So see again, the mind is the center of everything. And a lot of times when people play games, that it's because it's rooted in fear and what their motives are and their emotions, and then the games begin, right? Centered mind will not participate in that. So if you center your mind and you have a centered mind, you won't participate in that. You'll be way above that stuff.
Well, see, the thing is, it's the mind takes over, and we as human beings are reactionary. The mind takes over, and they automatically categorize, you know, what's happened as good, bad, and then they take that, and then they compartmentalize it to, okay, it's a bad situation. This really angers me, and now I'm going to fly in a rage. Whereas if they stop for a second and they breathe and they go to that happy place, all within split seconds, they say, wait a minute, maybe I took that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's not what they meant. Or and try to clarify a situation before it gets so explosive and then other things happen. But it's that split second, your mind, where it compartmentalizes everything instead of just looking at it as, okay, this is what it is. You know? You know,
yeah.
We just become reactionary, and we don't think. We allow our mind to take over and say, oh, well, that just, you know, shoots my temperature up about 100 degrees, you know? It's our mind that takes it there rather than just, you know, being what it is. You know, situations don't have to be good or bad. They just are.
You know, I'm often reminded that when Jesus agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew what was ahead for him. And he demonstrated to us, everything in Scripture demonstrates things that could happen to us. He even asked God, can this cup pass from me? You know, he demonstrated true human feelings of not wanting to go through that pain, you know. And I'm glad he was successful. I don't think I could have done. I know I would have run from it. So, and I'm here to confess that. Okay, so
I don't
it's
think
our
I've
job.
Made it up the mountain.
It's our job to take control of our thought life and to master our emotions. That is our job. That is what we need to do, and you'll be at the top of everything. Yeah, prosperity, everything. Everything that you want is in your spirit, and accessing it, we have to access it by taking control of our thought life and mastering our emotions. Everything else has been done for us, and it's a good reason to do this, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, it, in Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed. Conformed is the outside in. Transformed is the inside out. We got to begin with the inside and work out. We've been trying to conform from the outside in.
Well, you know, we've talked about, you know, to speak the good of yourself and to use positive affirmations. Again, when I go in and I've got a situation where, when I first started, I mean, because we have listeners who will just now be wanting to start this, and we have ones who've been doing these kind of things. When I first started, I looked at the situations in my life that were most pressing to me, or I felt were most pressing, and I found affirmations. I found several websites, and if you look around any corner, you'll find an affirmation, a saying somewhere that just kind of hits you. And what I started doing is I took a journal and wrote out these affirmations that I felt would help me in this respect or that respect. And every day I would get up and I would look at that. And the ones that really stuck out in my mind is on my full-length mirror, you know, where you have to see it every day. I would take a sticky note and I would stick a couple of them up there, you know. So when I'd hit that eject button, you know, I would have that positive thing right there to replace that negative thought. That helps to transform the mind. It's one habit to get into that's fairly easy and helps work the mind in a way that will help you to change your world. Once you've changed your world, then you've changed the world of the people around you. And then they do, and they do, and they do. And you know how that grows exponentially. And that's what makes the world a better place.
And it's true, too, that the mind is the master of the body and its affairs. And that's a very important factor to consider in your life, because the mind is always the master of the body and affairs, even though if it seems to be the other way around. You know, sometimes we give in to self-imposed limitations. We limit ourselves. And people say, why hasn't this changed? We have to change the way we think. We become new creatures. We become new. The spirit is perfect once you accept Christ into your life. That's perfect. Now, the rest of it is we work out. We work out our destiny. We work out our Akashic records, which is part of your destiny. But we have to study and observe ourselves, and we have to study and especially study and observe that imagination. You know, we renovate our mind from the past pains and embrace new change. That's what we really need to do. And this is, thoughts are energy, and energy has to diffuse. Where does it go? Some of it goes into the subconscious mind, which only obeys you. So, you know, it's like if you think all your life that you're going to end up being alone, then the subconscious mind is going to give you that. No questions asked. It obeys you.
Well,
so we can't let that happen. We can't let that happen. That's a fear-based. That's everything. Negative emotion comes, you can trace it back to some kind of fear, usually.
But,
well, I noticed,
you know,
we have about five callers, so shall we take a little break here from the doctrine? And
well, I don't see anybody has a comment or a question at this time, but you had used a term earlier, and I can't remember what it was. Now, this is my mind. Is my mind not working? That's only, I think maybe I'm only using 2% today. When we have the negative thoughts, we need to do what with them? What was the word that
take
you
used? Captive. Take them captive.
Right.
Take that thought captive and renew it with, and replace it with something positive. You know,
well, see,
okay, let me find something here that I can use.
Well, see, that's...
It's no use. Have you ever felt like, it's no use, I've tried everything, I can't go on, I can't make it happen? Some people think this way until it becomes a disease.
Or
we disease ourselves with defeatist thinking.
Another one is, you know, that's...
I might as well give up.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Well, no, it don't have to be that way.
Exactly. So you take that thought captive, and no is really good. New order, no. One day I had a pain somewhere, and I went, no, and it instantly went away because I kept saying, I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, and it went away. It went away.
Well, that's
instantly.
What we focus our mind too much paying attention on that negative, that it makes that negative four times what it was.
I know. You know, so.
It does look like, Danette, we have a Skype
caller.
We have a Skype caller who I think may have a question. Let's see if I can get them on the line. Hold on a sec. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you talking to me? Oh, okay. I just heard from you. My name's Linda. How are you today?
Hi,
I'm
Linda.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too. I'm glad to hear you on talk radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I tend to do affirmations, and I haven't been doing them lately, and I have a lot going on in my life. So I'm trying to see what you suggest will be good to balance me out because I have so much going on that I can't focus on one thing.
Okay, sometimes we have to recognize that problems exist for us to conquer, okay? And sometimes things go wrong in life, and maybe it could be a job loss, financial hardship, difficult marriage or relationship. I mean, the list goes on. But we should by all means go up and conquer it. And how do we conquer it? We find the source of the problem and conquer it. And basically, the majority of the time it's fear or a feeling of hopelessness. And we
You have to
give up giving up. You know, don't give up. Remember that God is on your side and you cannot fail. God does not fail. People will fail you, not intentionally or unintentionally. Sometimes they don't well-meaning and they don't mean to, but then you don't let your problems devour you, you know. You have the spirit of might and power in you. And like I've said many times, the Course in Miracles, if you put it in a nutshell, it is getting past the illusion, and self-created illusion is that feeling of powerlessness or that feeling of, I don't care what something looks like. God is the God of the impossible. He can turn what is impossible for us and make it possible. And I hold fast to that until I hear otherwise. You know?
Well, and to try to get a balance.
Right.
The best thing to do is to prioritize those situations. Now, that list could change, and sometimes in my world, it can change every second. You know, and you have to kind of worry about that and reprioritize if that is the situation. But since you do a lot of affirmations, or you have in the past, you just haven't been able to get back to it. Maybe what you want to do. Maybe what you want to do is to find some very good general affirmations, first of all, to build your energy, and then find just a couple that you can remember and when you shower in the morning or at night. Say them then. That will start giving you the opportunity during the day when you have to reprioritize based on this happened or that didn't happen, then you'll remember at that point to breathe. Like Janet and I were talking about earlier, you'll remember.
Yeah, sometimes just stopping and taking some deep breaths will clear things, and you know, and you have to tell yourself things do work out for me. They work out for me because I believe I'm a believer and not a doubter. And you just believe in the power of God. You believe in the power of God to bring you through this. And just say to yourself, opportunities comes to me because I expect it. Expectation is a very powerful thing. You know, the book of The Secret basically was a training of the mind. It was actually a manual training the mind to expect good instead of, you know, look how quick or how often we focus on pain. If we focused that much energy on positive thinking, we'd all be millionaires. It's just a human tendency to remember all the hurts and pains that happened to us and look for a signal,
I've conquered my hurts and my pains, so, you know.
We're going to conquer them.
I'm stronger. Yeah.
And we're going to do it from the inside out.
Oh, okay.
That's where your affirmations come in. You start that positive on the inside, and it will permeate out into your world. And all those things that you're trying to balance and juggle right now will all start sorting themselves out.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, here's another good one, too. I will not settle for things the way they are. There is more to my life that God has for me. I expect him to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all I can ask or think. And there's scripture that says that. He will do for us beyond what we can even imagine.
I tell you,
and
if you have
you break that negative force off of you that way.
If you run into a situation where you're not sure of an affirmation or you just want to get something positive from someone else who's trying to help you, you know, rebuild that so that you can find that balance, give us an email at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com, and we'll shoot you off something.
Sure will.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless both you ladies. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Janet, looks like we also have a caller from the 706 area code who has something they'd like to share with us. Hold on. Let me see if I can get them on the line. Well, let me try. I'll hit the right button at some point. Hi, 706, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oops, I think we lost them.
We lost them. Or did they drop the call?
We lost them. I don't know what happened. We lost them. Anyway, we'll get back to it. We got big mouths. We can find all kinds of things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting back to.
So just between now and the next time we're on the air, if everyone will just try to study and observe your imagination and observe yourself. Okay, like if something comes at you, stop for a minute and observe, how am I reacting here? Look at it. And then instead of trying to react to it, try to keep yourself from reacting to it.
Well, try to stop yourself from reacting immediately. Give yourself a couple of breaths to say, okay, wait a minute.
That's
it. We
know that stress is subconscious resistance, and stress is a silent killer. And that's another thing I'm hoping that we will, you know, control stress a little bit by not reacting, trying not to react.
Well, I mean, again, as I stated, you know, as human beings, we are reactionary. And that makes it difficult, especially when you're in the heat of a situation or you're trying to rebalance. It sometimes becomes overwhelming to try to remember you know, to breathe and grab that affirmation to capture that negative thought and replace it, you know. But mm-hmm. if you observe yourself enough, then and the situations will start to come up. The more you practice this, then it'll be like breathing. It'll be like, oh, okay, I'm in the middle of this. I need to reprioritize, and so I got to breathe for a second, you know. And even if you do have to physically stop in your tracks to remind yourself, hey, breathe for a second before I react, that will change a lot of things too.
And, you know, we limit ourselves. And, you know, there are people that have the need to control. Have you ever met somebody like that? They need to control others and they manipulate others. And when we learn to, you'll recognize that when you work with your mind, you'll recognize that before it gets a stronghold. And usually the need to control and manipulate is usually the need of a person who is struggling mentally themselves or emotionally. And they need to feel like they have some kind of control in their life. And another concept to that is to get their own way. My way or the highway. You know, Battle of the Wills, it's called. And the tarot card for that is the Two of Wands. And that happens a lot in marriages and relation, you know, intimate relationships and friendships, you know, so you'll be above that too. You know, you'll be above it.
Well, do you think that there are a lot of
observe.
do you think that there are a lot of people who spend so much time trying to manipulate others that they lose their way altogether?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you think most politicians would fall into that category?
Oh, no, I'm not going there. That's taboo territory.
Well, I agree. But, you know, okay. I just had to get that out there.
So it's like I decided to give up thinking about what's wrong in my life and decided to focus more on about what's right and build on that. And see, again, it's all about that focus. It's all about that focus, you know. And I believe that when you awaken to what's right, and it will lead you to a very victorious life. And I think a lot of times that, you know, our self-image, people's self-image, you know, if it's bad, and a lot of times, you know, growing, you know, children get that very early. They lose their self-esteem by people putting them down, and you know, after a while, it's like the abusive relationship, whether it be male or female, is they have to first gain dominion over you. Okay, and
right.
How do they get that dominion? By constantly programming you that you're. You know, you're not all right, you're stupid, you know, you're worthless, you're this, you're that. And after a while, you begin to believe it.
Well, that's,
you know.
That's why I say you have to disregard what all these people are saying, you know, and you have to go back into your mind before that negative thought takes hold and say, wait a minute, who are they to tell me I can't have it? God has it. You know, I'm God. So I can have it if I keep my mind positive, if I keep my priorities straight, if you know, it will come. It might not come as quick as you want it. It's very seldom does, but it will come.
Yeah.
You know, we have to work toward those things. We have to work toward, you know.
I actually had a job one time, and the boss said to me, well, it's my way or the highway. And my response was, you're looking at somebody that loves that highway.
Well, good thing I wore my mask today.
I do love that highway. It goes on forever. We have to not think of ourselves in a less way, you know. And this could be very hard for some people, I mean, because it can go way back into your childhood, as we discussed, you know. We've learned now that children respond better to positive reinforcement. you know, you can show them the error of their ways without degrading their character.
Well,
you know,
there's a degrading and there's a, you know, smacking the kid on the backside. You know, my parents spanked me, and you know, I'm none the worse for it. And I tell you, if there was such a thing as CPS back in the 50s, my parents had probably both wound up in jail. But I learned, you know,
The Bible says, spare not the rod and spoil the child. But the rod was not done to mean to beat. The rod was used to nudge the lamb so they wouldn't go off the side of the cliff and beat
right.
the wolves off, beat the wolves off, not the lambs.
but you don't sit there and tell them, hey, you're stupid. You know, That's the thing. That's the thing that we'll then dwell on. Or you can't have that. You know, that's too good for you. You know, these are things that we hear as children that we carry into our adulthood, and those are the kind of things that when we're working toward a goal that we have, those are the kind of things that creep back into our head. Those are the things we have to learn to capture, and then apply those affirmations so that, you know, we don't give up the day before. You know, we sell the gold mine and don't and give up. You know, we have to keep our thoughts in check. We have to keep our mind in check. And, you know, it's only a couple of minutes a day. We'll do it, you know, unless
mm-hmm.
you're in the midst of.
I mean, you don't have to spend long, tedious hours in meditation. You know, I'm sure all of us have dealt with this. You're in traffic, you know. Traffic can be frustrating, right?
Or this time
can
of year,
control
you know,
it? No.
This time okay. of year, the only flower that every state in the 50 share, and that's those little orange ones that we find alongside the road. You know, I have found that sitting in traffic waiting for road construction is a good time for affirmations. It's a good time for prayer. It's a good time for maybe a quick meditation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
that's like I said, you can't control traffic, right? You cannot. you can't control traffic, so, but you can control how you respond
reactive.
To it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. How you, it's not the cards you're dealt, it's how you respond to them that matters. So it's just a good time to say, okay, you know, and you'd be surprised. I've stopped some. I have thought positively about going through and hit them all when they're moving in my direction all the way to from Old Station to Redding, California. And there's a lot of road construction on those mountain roads. And I've hit them every time. But then sometimes it didn't work. But I would tell myself positive, I'm not going to have long waits. And one day I didn't have any wait. I hit them all. Hit them all going through. Loved it.
Well, see, it works. Because
yeah.
every time you got stuck on that road.
Well, basically that's what the secret tells you is, you know, you think about something happening. Okay, and I actually saw this work. Okay, I had a church member who needed something desperately, and we didn't have it in church fund, and I was going to do a wedding, and so I thought, okay, I'm going to try this secret thing. And so I in my mind, I visualized them giving me the money that was needed, and it happened. And it happened. And, of course, it went to the person that needed it. And it worked very well. So, it you know, we can see things happen by
right.
using your mind in the right perspective. Remember, it's the master of the body and the affairs, and so we have to remember that. So let's not think bad things because we're gonna create them.
Right. Well, let's see.
And those are mindsets, okay? And you have to observe yourself to catch mindset. You do.
Let me take just a quick break, Janet, and thank all of our listeners for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
You're listening to Spiritual Perceptions, and tonight's topic is the mind. What a beautiful thing to waste. Our call-in number is 646-378-1297. All right, Janet, it looks like our 706 area code caller was able to get through again. Let's see what they have to say, if I can get them connected here.
Thank you.
Hello, 706. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Teresa. I'm from Georgia.
Hi,
Teresa.
How's it? What's it like in Georgia today? It's raining here.
Oh, it was beautiful here today.
Really?
It's been. Well, it was raining the last 2 days, really bad, but not today.
Good.
I'm walking as we speak, so it must not be raining.
Well, you know, they sometimes walking in the rain is pretty good to clear your mind.
You can wash your hair and everything
sweat.
Else, right?
There's sweat pouring. Not
what
good.
What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, I was just listening.
You were just listening?
Yep, I was just listening.
Okay, is there anything?
And, Teresa, you have a battle of wills going on, don't you?
Yeah.
And, well, you know, that I think that comes to, happens a lot in, like I said, marriages, relationships, work relationships, intimate relationships. And it's like we can't control the mindset of another person. We can only deal with ours. But as we change, the person that we're connected to will begin to change. They'll go. They want part of that peace of mind that you have. They want part of that success and prosperity that you have, because that's what comes with it. That comes with the territory. When you
can I ask you if you've listened to our shows before?
Yes.
Okay, then you know Janet's a reader, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't want it to freak you out that she was saying that.
And a good one at that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm working on my higher mind all the time because that's where you get. That's where the honesty is. That's where the honesty is, because in carnal mind you can get deception.
Oh,
and
I
have
lose
to go
my
through.
Mind all the time.
Yeah. Would,
no,
you
I
have a question for me tonight?
Well, I was just thinking, if I stay positive, maybe he'll get his act straight.
That's what
well,
I was just telling you. Even though we can't control the mind of another person, but when they see your peace of mind, and, you know, the mind affects how you look, you know. If you read the story of Cain and Abel, it says his countenance. I mean, when you're stressed out, it shows. It shows. But when you're at peace and everything's working for you, you know, and you've got your center and you're at peace within your heart, and the mind is an indication of what's going on in the heart, too. And the Bible says that out of the heart are the issues of life. When he sees that you're at peace, your confidence, your prosperity, which will all come from this. These are the rewards of it. There is rewards to taking control of your thought life and not being emotionally driven. You become a new person, and you're more at ease. And when he sees that, he's going to, you know, have you ever seen somebody you just want to know how they got there, and you want to latch on, you get up next to them, teach me what you know. How'd you get there?
Exactly.
Then it will help him. It will help him. Plus, you'll be crystal clear. You'll be crystal clear, and whenever you go to respond to him in any way, because he's going to be questioned, and you'll be crystal clear with those answers.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all
yeah.
right, Teresa. Have
okay,
we
I'm going to keep
listening.
I'm going to
All right,
listening.
I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Janet.
You're
Bye.
Welcome, honey.
All right, Janet, we have someone from the 312 area code who would like to say something or has a question. Let's
okay.
see if we can get them on the line. Hi, 312, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, ladies, it's Vicki. How are you?
Oh, hey.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey,
one
I was
of these
listening.
Days I'll recognize that number. And then you'll be playing a gig and we won't see you.
I know, right? Next one I do, I'm going to videotape for sure. For sure. I'm going to videotape.
Cool.
You know. But what I wanted to say, I have a couple things to say about the mind and how, you know, in order to get the things that we want. I was thinking about how we have to clear it. And sometimes detoxing helps.
And oh, yes.
People, you know, don't realize how clear your mind becomes. It's like a portal. It's like when you eat bad foods or when you drink a lot or when you do certain things, it clogs your mind. It really messes you up. And I only know this from experience. I was talking to a girl today, and I was telling her I'm actually preparing for this detox. I really am psyched about doing it. However, financially, it's just been next to impossible. So she actually wants to do it, and she said, I don't have the discipline to do it, but I want to do it. And so, you know, in that, you know, once I explained to her the benefits, she got really excited. And people don't realize detoxing clears your head, and when your head is clear, you can think that much, much clearer and much more positive. But when you have, you know, if you're depressed, you're going to eat some junk. You're going to eat a lot of sugar. You're going to eat a lot of processed foods. So that naturally clogs the mind. And so another step would be you don't have to do a 10 or 15 or 20-day detox, sometimes 3 or 4 days of just nothing but greens and liquids or can help really clear your mind. I just wish people would really, you know, I know Dr. Oz is running a series this week on detoxing, and, it, you know, it's very informative. I mean, I learned that pickles can help with belly fat. I mean, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Well, then maybe we should, like, get some stock in Vlasic or something.
I know, right? I used to wonder.
You heard it here,
so
live on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I don't know who coined this, but I think it was one of the doctors that we always see on TV. But he had the seven pillars of health, and one of them is number six is detoxification. And, you know, stress leads to depression. So we need to actually, detoxing is very good. I'm glad you brought that up, Vicki, because it does affect the mind.
It's like when you eat junk, it's like a cloud in your head. And then once you do this detox, I mean, the longest I was on it was 15 days. And I can't tell you how clear my thinking was and how, I mean, it was just awesome. I wish I could do it every month, you know, but it's something that will help people really, you know, open up those portals so that good energy can come in so you can really think more positively. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I wanted to say about how, you know, I don't know who just said it, but today I got hit with a 1-2 punch and almost a TKO. I mean, I got some really disturbing news today. And, you know, I was sitting here, I was angry. I was so mad and I'm just like freaking out. Like, what am I going to do? But I started this new job assignment today. And the minute I walked in there, it was very, you know, just peaceful. And all day, it just, I kept getting this news. And so, but in my head, I'm like, if I think negatively, it's just going to crash. It's just going to crumble. And, you know, people tell me all the time, you don't look like you're going through anything. And it just cracks me up when people say that. I'm like, if you only knew. But it's important to also look the part. Sometimes looking the part and people complimenting you can lift your confidence and help you to think positive too. I wasn't expecting the compliments, but it did help. And you know, working and, you know, it just helped to be in a new environment and to see how happy everybody was. And it automatically changed the way I was thinking because I was on negative times 20. And then I walked home and I was like, wow. By the time I got home, I was fine because I was clearing my mind. Exercise helped with that too. But I don't want to take up any more time, but I just want to say how sometimes.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did. Then we probably would have covered some of this when we get to the part of, you know, the nutrients and things that you can have for your brain. And the brain can renew itself. And it's just like, it was Dr. Coleman that coined this, the 7. One was adequate water filtered, because tap water equals chlorine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And adequate sleep. And we know sleep is called precious in the Bible, and it's definitely you can go insane with not sleeping. Go insane.
Yeah, and
amen.
I want to say one last thing is when people, if anybody's listening, and they're, you know, sometimes, you know, I've heard people say never go to bed worried, never go to bed angry. And the one thing I do every night, and when I wake up, I lay on my back and I close my eyes and I say all these affirmations. And I think of positive things. And when I wake up in the morning, I have peace. I don't care what's going on. It could be a fire, but I'm just at peace because I lay there and I'm praying and I'm saying to myself, good thing. This is going to happen. This has to happen. I declare this, and this has got to happen. I'm expecting this. And if you do that, when you wake up the next day, you will be at peace. You will. You will. You will. And people, and another thing, please take, you know, focus on your dreams and watch what you're dreaming about and try to remember what you're dreaming about, because that will tell a lot about where your life is headed and how you're thinking.
Well, that's a cool way to look at things, Vicki.
Well, Vicki, I'm sure glad you contributed that. I'm glad
you
contributed
that. Where's our song, Vicki? Yeah, our Mercury Retrograde song. Where's it at? We're going to use it for audio on our show.
I will remember that for the next show.
Well, you've got to get the song.
I know, right? I got a month. Not even that.
You got less.
That was
than that
very
because...
good advice, Vicki. Thank you very much for that contribution.
No problem.
Yeah.
The show is great. You guys are doing really good. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm really learning a lot. So
thank you
for this show.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate all of your patience with us, Vicki. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, you ladies, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Well,
okay, it's all in a person's perspective. And where does perspective come from? Responses. So we need to study and observe ourselves. So, yeah, that's very good to give affirmations at night before you go to sleep. And, I have a little sticky thing on my mirror, you know, in the morning where you brush your teeth. It's good affirmations there to start the day just to... And of course, when we do prayer service every day, we do a lot of affirmations. So,
go ahead.
You use this to once you learn that thoughts are energy and that's what creates things, you use it to your best interest.
Well, there are a couple that I say in the morning, and there are a couple I say at night. When I get up in the morning, I say I'm grateful to be alive and that I am a lucky girl. And at night, before I go to sleep, one I use is that I'm grateful for God's love.
Yeah.
You know, and no matter what, how busy, how boggled, how many times I've had to reprioritize my day or my week, those seem to help me in a general way, because if I'm lucky, then the things that I'm working for will come to me. If I'm grateful, you know, the Bible tells us to be grateful. Be grateful for everything. And the biggest thing that I can be grateful for is the fact that God loves me. So if He loves me, then these things that I'm lucky to get, I know are mine, and nothing can happen to them. You know?
I think that's what we need to hold on to, because, see, a lot of people's perspective of God, and a lot of people look at God like they look at their fathers. I mean, and I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying the percentages are large there. Everything is according to percentages and degrees. But, you know, it's all in how you perceive Him. And actually, He loves us, you know. He loves us unconditionally. And He doesn't look at our flaws. We're the ones that do that, you know. In Micah, in the book of Micah, it says that He made a sea of forgetfulness, and He takes our wrongdoings, our sins, and as far as the east is from the west, and He buries them. And we're the ones that dig them up. And that's what we need to stop doing. We need to stop focusing on our pain and the trouble and look for the solution. Focus on the solution. And the solution is that He does love us, and He will connect with us. He doesn't connect with our false personality, which is that person we've made as a result of environmental personality, I call it, as a result of our upbringing and what we've endured and the little walls that we put up and self, you know, survival mentality.
Well, you know, I think we look at things that we say, okay, excuse me, I'm going to do this because I want so-and-so to change. I want this person to change. This will cause this person to change. And the whole point is not about trying to get somebody else to change. It's all about getting you to change. And once you change, your world will change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Everybody wants to blame, well, this person has to change and that person has to change. No. No, no.
You can't change another person. You can only change yourself.
Right.
And
the
result of changing
the
yourself will inspire them. You know, like I told Teresa, you know, he sees your peace, your prosperity, because prosperity comes as a result. These are the rewards of evolving yourself, you know, reaching higher consciousness. Prosperity is one of the rewards that comes from that.
Well, and, you know, you can look at prosperity in a number of ways. You know, maybe that's financial, maybe that's friendship, maybe that's romantic, maybe maybe it's familial.
Good health.
Yeah. You know, maybe it, you know, that wealth, that abundance for everybody could mean something totally different. But the thing is, for them to achieve that, to me, I believe they have to go into their mind to get rid of those, to capture those negative thoughts, to get rid of those negative things in their world and to propel themselves forward into their future, the future that they want, that future that in other shows, as I kept saying, you know, it's just 6 inches up off the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take your mind there.
Then we know that when we talk about that, which we'll do the health part next radio show, but you know, bitterness, and scientifically they're finding that holding bitterness is the root to a lot of the illnesses that we have, a lot of the diseases that we have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, bitterness and bitterness comes by staying focused on the pains in your life, okay? We don't want bitterness to set in. That is something we do not want. And, you know, people say that they want love, but yet they fear love. And I think that it's very possible that you must love yourself before you're able to really love another person. How can you possibly love somebody if you don't love yourself?
Well, that's, and so many people don't, and they throw that word out there like water, food, you know, and that's not it. That's not it.
A lot of people get love and lust mixed up. It's like the scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, I think that word should be. I think it's the lust of money, the drive for money that you would do anything. Money is your best friend, really. It empowers you to be a blessing to others, to be able, you know. And I think that a lack of money is a lack of love, you know. And when, you know, I think eating disorders has a basis connected there somewhere. I mean, I just feel that in my spirit. I feel like eating disorders has a lot to do with money problems.
Well,
that's my own concept. My own little
drug
concept
and alcohol there. Abuse.
Yeah, you know, and the list goes on.
Sex abuse, gambling addictions. Yeah, but that all comes down to money. And the thing is that people so misuse that, well, money's the root of all evil. Well, you know, it's not evil to have money.
Mm-hmm.
It's evil what you do to get it or what you do to keep it if manipulation and lying and all that is what's in the cards.
Well, you know, you need to study, what is your motive for money? What would be your motive for money?
mine.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that I would do is I always think about, well, I can help this person and that person and some other person, you know. I don't
well,
have
see,
to
that,
have
that's,
a whole lot.
That's the right motive. Money is the motive for money. God looks at your motive for money. The motive for money is to be a blessing to others and to further this truth. I mean, once you really find out the truth, you can't just keep it to yourself. You know, it's like you want everybody else to have it. You know, you don't want to see them struggling anymore. Like
right.
Addictions. Addiction. I've overcome, praise God, overcome a lot of addictions. And but there's still some left, and you know, I'll confess that I can be a nosher. You know, I can go in there and just eat and eat and eat. It's gotten better, but I'm still a work in progress here. You know, so
well, you know, I can't give up the chocolate, but
there you go, there you go. Yeah, you hit it, you hit it.
Well, but you know, I read something.
You being
that says,
psychic tonight, Marcia.
Well, you know, I read somewhere that says that sensitive crave chocolate more than most. I said, well, then I must be about as sensitive as they come, because give me the chocolate, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, and now we would be have a problem if we couldn't admit that, because what you can't admit, what you keep secret, that's to, you know, it's going to create a problem there.
Well,
you have to be really honest.
World. I'm a chocolate holic. I'm a chocoholic. I'm a chocoholic. And my mind keeps telling me I'm a chocoholic.
See, being yourself is accepting yourself. I accept myself exactly the way I am. And with my, and I know I'm a work in progress, and I know that as I continue to master myself, observe myself, master my thought life, and take thoughts captive and replace them, that my life is just getting better and better and better all the time.
Well, I know that since I've tried to reprogram my mind, even to the point of how I speak, you know, not using so much the I or the you, that's so accusatory, bringing things about. I mean, it took a long time. It took a long time. And you've been with me, Janet, through a lot of it, you know, and you helped to teach me a lot of what I know about manifesting things and bringing your mind back around. For those who don't know, I met Janet after a head injury, and Janet has kind of been my mentor. And well, I knew Janet before the injury, but her and I have gotten very close since the injury. And the information that she has given our audience and the information that she's given me over the years has been immeasurable as far as, you know, take the baby steps to get you started, but once you get started, running is right there, and your world just changes. It changes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say anything, but it changes, and it changes so dramatically and so drastically. Sometimes the changes are very subtle, but sometimes they can just lambaste you, that they're that quick, and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, you know, wow, it's here. And you get in your mind, you think, well, when did I start asking for this, or when did I start working toward this? And you find out, well, it may have been a while, but man, is it worth it?
Oh,
and the longer
yeah.
you wait, the longer you wait, generally, it's much better than you ever planned. And if you just, you know, stay positive about what you want and not be, you know,
negative.
Yeah. And try to capture those negative thoughts and replace them with the positive, it works. And like I said, Dana's been there with me, you know, through a lot of this over the years. And
well, God puts us with people. You know, one of my prayer partners, and very faithful prayer partner, and we kind of go through life on the buddy system here. And we had some similar things in our life, similar, you know, incidences and with our marriage and raising children and similar addictions, and you know, it just it just helps when you have someone with you that will work with you, and we're all going to grow, and that's part of it, you know. Jesus sent them out two by two, and it says in Ecclesiastes that two are better than one, because if one falls, there's somebody there to pick you up. And it's just, I'm grateful that God placed me with people like mine that want to be the best they can be and get past the pain, you know, get past all that. And as we look at our world today, there's so many people out there that are in bitterness, and there are people that didn't have to die the way they died, you know. And it just, I'm on a quest to try to get people to work on themselves, and it so pays off. It so pays off.
Well, our show next month, we're going to continue this, and Janet's going to bring us some more scientific information about things that are good for our brain as far as our physical makeup, and we'll continue our discussion as it has been this evening. We'll also be taking questions or comments that our listeners have. Our show will be May 30th, Thursday, at 4 p.m. West Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time. And if you have any questions or concerns, you want to be on our prayer list, or you want to arrange a reading with Janet, you can email us at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. You can get a reading from Janet at daisy644478 on keen.com, or you can look up Janet on Facebook under Janet Thornburg. And is there anything else, Janet, that we...
No, I'd just like to close with a prayer today, and I want to thank everybody that's listening. I want to thank everybody that participated and gave, especially Vicki and Teresa and people that gave to the show, you know, because it's not just about Marcia and I, it's about everybody, and it's our aim to spread that love. Once we found it, we want to give it to other people. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, and we praise you so much for your Holy Spirit. We praise you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and we plead the blood over our souls right now. And we ask that as we go about our life until we come back next time, that we all observe ourselves, renew our minds, take negative thoughts captive, and gain in spirituality. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Everybody,
Amen.
Thank you for listening to us at Spiritual Perceptions. You have a great month, and we will talk to you again on May 30th at 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East Coast time. So for tonight, till then, I'll say good night.